Today's message is called Create an Atmosphere for Miracles. Creating an Atmosphere for Miracles. We've been talking a lot about this morning. It seems like the right time of year to be talking about miracles, doesn't it? But when is it not the right time to talk about miracles? Tell me that. It's always the right time to talk about miracles, but we want to create an environment for miracles. So let's go back and talk a little bit about what we've been covering the last few weeks, so we can kind of get you up to date. If you missed last week or something, you'll understand what's happening. Now, we talked about faith. Faith isn't just believing. Faith is creating a substance. It's creating the substance of the things that you're hoping for. So if you have dreams or you're believing for the promises of God, the things that God has declared over your life, that you're going to be victorious, that you're going to be healthy, that you're blessed and highly favored, that you're driving a new Mercedes-Benz. I don't know, did he say that? He might have said that to you. You know, if he did, okay, believe it. So whatever you're believing for, that's what you're hoping for. And faith is creating the substance of the things hoped for. Okay? It's what's manifesting. The faith or the believing in the promises of God, that believing is creating the substance. It's materializing, it's manifesting what it is you're hoping for. The dream that you've got, that you're looking. You see that dream out there in the future that you're dreaming for. The faith is what creates it, manifests it, brings it into the physical, brings it into your life. So now you have it and you can use it. Because that's what we ultimately want. We can't just have a dream always be a dream. We've got to bring it in. It's through the faith that that happens. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Say amen to that. Yeah. So once we've got now faith, how do we get more faith? Because if we had more faith, we could manifest more substance, right? More substance means we could bring in bigger dreams. We could make them real. They're not just out there. Now they're going to come in. So how do we get more faith? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes by hearing what God is saying. Now, you can hear God speak to you as you're praying or meditating. Suddenly, God will say something to you. You'll get revelation. He'll speak over your life. Or you can get faith by reading his word. If you're reading in the Bible, this is what prophets have done for thousands of years. They've heard the word of God and they wrote it down, same as you receiving it. So he can give you a direct word that he speaks to you, or he can speak to through a prophet. See, that testimony we were hearing from Lee was God speaking through a prophet. Lee, a prophet of God, hears from him and says, "Son, you can have a car." 3 days, 4 days later, the guy's got a car. See, a prophet of God was speaking. The man believed the word of God. Same thing's happening when we're meditating on the word of God. So how do we get more faith? By hearing the words of God. The more we hear the words of God and we keep believing them, the more the faith is growing. Faith is multiplying. Faith is increasing. Now we've got all this faith inside of us. Great. What do we do with it? We got to put it into action. We got to put the faith into action in order for something to happen. If you just sit there believing, great. But we've got to do something with the faith. We put it into action. So that's why I gave you homework last week saying, put your faith into action. Find different ways to do it. Now, what happens when we put our faith into action? It creates an atmosphere for miracles. That's what's creating the atmosphere for miracles, is when our faith is working, when we have it in action. And we want to have an atmosphere or an environment. Think about this. An environment that is... Now, you can create different environments. If you think about your house, really, you can really change the atmosphere of the room just by changing things like the colors on the wall. I don't know if you've ever painted a room in your house and you pick the wrong color. Suddenly you get it all done and you look at it and you're like, oh, that's the wrong. I got to go back to the store and get some new colors. That's too dark. That's too dark. I don't like that. We can change the atmosphere of a room, though, just by lighting. Some music. Burn some candles or incense. Suddenly the whole atmosphere of the room is changing. The atmosphere of the room is going to be quite different if you have a strobe light going, techno music playing, right? Versus you've got candles burning and some like Frank Sinatra playing. It's a whole different environment. right? So we can change the environment. We want to be, and this is what we've been doing here at Golden Heart, we are cultivating an ability to bring an environment, an atmosphere for miracles to happen. That's why we're talking about how does God work? We want to take a look. We take a look at the evidence. How does God work? How did God plan it? Because the way, if we understand it more clearly, now we can begin to create that atmosphere for miracles to take place. And we want that. We want that to happen. Because when we get that atmosphere or environment, miracles are going to become very common. We just have to have the right environment. It's up to us, though. We're the one that creates it. Just like in your house, you're the one that decides what color the walls are, how bright is the lighting. Do I really want that strobe light in my bedroom? Might be hard sleeping, you know? But those are decisions that you make, what you feel comfortable with. But what we really want to do is we want to bring that environment, that atmosphere we want to create for miracles to take place. Let's take a look, because faith isn't something that we just believe in our hearts. It's something we've got to put into action. In Luke chapter 5, there's a story here about Jesus. And Jesus is busy. He's in this house and he's teaching all these people and it's so crowded. The whole house is filled. Outside, I can see people outside in the yard. It's really crowded. Now, there's this man who is paralyzed and his friend hear about Jesus and they bring him over. They carry him over on a cot. And the idea is if we can get this guy in close enough, he's going to receive healing from Jesus. The problem is so many people are packed into this house to hear Jesus, they can't get close enough. They can't get close enough. So they end up climbing up on the roof, opening the tiles of the roof, and they lower their friend down into the midst of Jesus. And here's what Jesus says when he sees, imagine he's speaking and suddenly the roof opens up and down comes this guy laying on a cot, you know, as he's talking. Imagine if that happened right now, if I was speaking and suddenly somebody starts coming down, you know, be kind of disruptive. Hey, get out of here! Here's what Jesus says, though. He's not distracted by that, which is good. Now, he says, this is verse 20, when he saw their faith, he said to him, man, your sins are forgiven you. Your sins are forgiven you. But that you may know that, I'm skipping down to verse 24, but that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, he said to the man who was paralyzed, I say to you, arise, take up your bed, and go to your house. And immediately he rose up before them, took up what he had been lying on, and departed to his own house, glorifying God. So, what happened here? There was a miracle. This man was paralyzed. And now Jesus says, pick up your bed and walk. And immediately the guy gets up and walks. A few interesting things. Jesus, it says here in verse 20, when he saw their faith, he was seeing their faith. Who's there? The friends. Because remember, I said, you got to put faith into action. Here the man's going to have trouble putting it into action. He's paralyzed. He's going to have a little difficulty getting over to Jesus, even if he believes that. But here his friends believe. They have faith. And they pick him up. And they don't give up the minute they get there. And it's, oh, sorry, buddy, it's crowded. Okay, we're going to have to go home. Maybe another day. They didn't say that. Their faith was so strong, they wouldn't take no for an answer. See, that's what faith does. Faith finds a solution to the problem, even when it seems like, well, we can't do this. They get to the house. They don't say, oh, gee, it's too busy. It's rush hour or something. No, they're like, I know that if we can get him there, he will be healed. Their faith is strong enough and it finds a solution. They find another way. Pretty soon they find themselves up on top of that roof. So their faith is in action. They're acting based on what they're believing. They're not sitting on the sofa at home with the guy laying in his bed next to them and saying, well, yeah, sure, we believe if we got you over there, you could be healed. But sitting there on the sofa ain't going to get it done. They had to put their faith into action. They believe that's possible. And now they pick their friend up. They get him over there. They don't stop at the first hurdle. They're able to overcome that. And now Jesus can see their faith. What has happened here in that situation, in their faith being in action, it has created an environment, an atmosphere for miracles. Mm-hmm. Say amen to that. Amen. That's what creates the environment for miracles. Your faith in action. Your faith in your heart just believing is not going to create the atmosphere that we need to see miracles happen in your life. And there's some of you that you believe, but then you're not sure what exactly to do or how exactly to do it, or maybe you're afraid to do it, and so you just sit back and don't put your faith into action, and then as a result, the atmosphere isn't created and the miracles don't happen. And then you wonder why everybody else is having miracles. What am I doing wrong? And I'm telling you today, you can fix that right away. It's not a problem. The minute you believe it, start to look for ways to put your faith into action. And it doesn't matter. Just get out there. Begin to act. And don't take no at the first, you know, at the first time they say no, don't receive that. Find another way. Find another way to get in. Find another way. Because in your continuing to move forward based on your faith, as that's put into action, now the atmosphere is being created for something to happen. Miracles are going to take place when you're putting your faith into action. Jesus can see faith. You can see faith too. We see it when people are acting based on what they're believing. You now see faith in action. So faith isn't something that's just in your heart that you're believing. Faith is something that's moving you to act a certain way. It's moving you to say something or do something a certain way. And we need that in order for faith to create the atmosphere for the miracle to take place.
Amen.
Amen. So this man is healed based on the faith of his friends. The friends put the faith into action. He couldn't really. He was paralyzed. You know, but there it was. Now we see other examples of this too. If you remember from the Bible, there was a woman with an issue of blood. She had this problem and she had gone to all these doctors and she had spent all her money trying to get healed, and now she was broke and still sick. But suddenly she started believing. She started believing, you know, if I can just touch the hem of Jesus' garment, if I can just touch the bottom, if I just get one little grasp of that, I believe I'm going to receive healing. I believe this problem that I've got is going to be gone. And sure enough, again, she puts faith into action. She just doesn't sit at home thinking, yeah, I'm believing. If I could just touch Jesus's, just touch his garment, I'm going to be healed. No. She puts faith into action now. She gets out there. She gets out there, and again, it's a big crowd. Remember, Jesus is like a rock star back then. People were crowding in by the thousands, or they're packing it in. She's like trying to get through there. Just, if I can just get close enough. All the disciples are around him like those bouncers at the clubs. You know, so she's trying to figure out, I'm just a small woman. How do I get in there? If I can just somehow just grab that garment, I'm going to be healed. She doesn't take no for an answer. She keeps letting faith move her forward. It's putting her into action. She's out there and she's getting through the crowd. And because she just keeps believing, it happens. She gets close enough, she grabs it. Right away, Jesus goes, "Who touched me?" All the bodyguard disciples are like, "What do you mean, who touched you? Look at these people crowding in around you." You know, but he felt power go out from him. Somebody was believing. The lady is like, "It was me." And he says, "Your faith has made you well." In other words, because she put the faith in action, again, an environment, an atmosphere for miracles is created in that moment right there. That's why the atmosphere is created, because she's putting the faith into action, and now she receives the healing. That's how it happens, people. Say amen to that.
Amen.
We've got to be acting on the faith. Yes, we're going to be hearing the word of God so that as we hear We're going to receive more faith. Our faith is going to be built up. Yes. Yes, our believing is growing. We're believing the promises of God. We're learning about the promises of God. Yes. We're learning how the kingdom of God works so we know exactly what to do. Great. But once we know what to do and we have the faith built up inside of us, now we've got to act on that faith. We got to get it into action. There were these two blind men who called out to Jesus. They heard Jesus was nearby as he was passing. People, they're blind, so they're hearing this thing, and they're like, what's the commotion? Somebody says it's Jesus. They begin to call out to him, Jesus! 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 The people around him said, be quiet. What are you making all this commotion? They cried out all the more loudly. Jesus hears them. Jesus comes over and says, what is it? What can I do for you? He said, we believe that you can heal us. He says, okay, your faith has made you well. And they received their sight. Again, they put their faith in action. Being blind, it would have been a little hard to get over there where Jesus is. You know, can you imagine trying to go through the crowd and, you know, get there? But they found another way. They start shouting out. They weren't mute. They were only blind. They put their faith in action by calling out to him. Because they knew, if we can get his attention, if we can get his attention, we can be healed. So they started to call out. Again, their calling out is their faith in action. They didn't let somebody come along. Just imagine, if you're a blind guy back then, you don't got a job, you sit on the side of the street and you beg, you're probably all dirty and messed up because you can't see to comb your hair nice. You know, but you're sitting there and you're an outcast from society, really. And suddenly you get faith in you that says Jesus can heal me, and you start to call out, Jesus. And all these people who are the upstanding citizens who have a right to be on the street, because you don't, say, shut up. What are you making? Shut up. Stop making all this noise. Again, they didn't let the situation stop them. They found they continued on. They let their faith stay in action so they could create the environment for miracles. Somebody's going to try to stop you from creating an atmosphere for miracles. But don't let them. These blind men didn't let them. It didn't matter what kind of status they had in society. Once faith took hold and they put faith into action, it didn't matter who they were. Faith is going to work for you. Faith is going to work. And remember when I said, when you put faith into action, it goes to work for you, even when you're sleeping at night. You know, you don't have to be awake. Once you release the power of faith, it goes to work. These guys released that faith. They didn't let people try to shut them down. They let their faith create the atmosphere so a miracle could take place. Say amen to that.
Amen.
I hope you're getting this. In your life, you've been receiving faith. You've been believing. As we've been talking about testimonials and people being healed. Surgeons saying, we're going to have to do surgery on this person. We hear about it and we begin to pray. And then that person's healed. And then the surgeon's like, I don't know what happened. I know this condition was there yesterday and I set him up for surgery and now it's gone. We know what happened. By faith, they received their healing and they agreed with us. I believe I need a miracle. I said, okay. They got one. Before the surgeon could even act, they got one. Again. So as we continue to put that, as we see more miracles taking place, your faith is growing. As you're hearing the word of God, your faith is growing. As your faith is growing, now is the time.
Amen.
Now is the time.
Amen.
To put it into action. There's no tomorrow on this thing. If we want to receive the dreams and the promises of what God has laid up for us, and he laid them up from the foundation of the world, that means from the very beginning when God created everything, he already created your miracle, he already created your blessing, he already created your victory, and he planned it for you, and he put it up, and he's just waiting for you to say, hey, Jesus, over here.
Amen.
I'm believing. The minute we do that, now we receive it. Now is the time to put it into action. Right now. Now is the time to put it into action. The atmosphere cannot be created for miracles to happen if we don't act. If we don't act on our faith. Faith just in our hearts, that's great. You're going to feel better. But faith in our hearts without action, we're not going to receive the miracles that Jesus has provided for us. We're not going to receive the victory. We're not going to receive the peacefulness, the calmness in our hearts. We're not going to receive the strength and the courage that God wants to give you. You're not going to receive the power and authority that God wants to give you if you don't put the faith into action. Now is the time for you to stand up and begin to act exactly on what you believe. If you believe it, you will act. These blind men believed. They acted. This woman with issue of blood believed. She acted. This man's friends believed. And they put it into action, bringing that paralyzed man before Jesus. If we act on it, it creates the environment every single time. Every single time we act on faith, it will create the environment, the atmosphere, for miracles to take place. Now, this is Christmas time. In case you hadn't noticed all the decorations, and if you've been in a store, you've heard the music, and you've seen the trees, and you've seen the lights, and probably every station you turn on, they're showing commercials of toys and all the things, right? So I'm pretty sure you were aware of that. If I caught anybody surprised, let me know. I want to know where you're living. But the reason I mention that is because something very important happened on Christmas that we can sometimes overlook because of all of the gifts and things we have to buy. So that is the birth of Jesus. And that didn't happen without a miracle. I want to take a little look at how the atmosphere was created for the miracle to take place. This seems like a good time of year to do that. And if we take a look here, I'm going to read in Luke chapter 1, starting at verse 26. Now, in the sixth month, the angel of the Lord was sent by God to a city in Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. And then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this now is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God nothing will be impossible." Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Let me stop right there for a second. All right, so an angel of the Lord, meaning a messenger of God, meaning that Mary is receiving a word from God. What does a word from God do when we hear it? It builds our faith. Remember, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Even though it's an angel is a messenger of God. So they're bringing the word of God, the message from God. Mary receives it. First, Mary's got a few questions. How can this be? I don't know a guy. You know, Holy Spirit's going to do it. What does she do? She doesn't have more questions. She just automatically says, "Let it be as you said." Okay, I believe it. That's it. I'm the maidservant. Let's go. She says, "Yes." What happened? Now there's two people agreeing right here. The angel has brought the word of the Lord, and here she comes into agreement with it. Yes, I believe that. She's got faith. already. She's received the faith believing for this. So that's important because we're seeing how faith works. Remember, how do we create this atmosphere for a miracle? How do we create this atmosphere for a miracle? We got to get a word from the Lord so that faith grows in us. Now we believe it. That's what she said. She believes it. All right, let's go forward. Verse 39, still in Luke chapter 1. Now Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste to a city of Judea, and entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. And it happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary that the babe leapt in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Then she spoke out with a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, blessed is the fruit of your womb. But why is this granted to me, that the mother of the Lord should come to me? And for indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the babe leapt in my womb for joy. Blessed is she who believed, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told to her from the Lord." This is Elizabeth speaking in the last line. Now notice what happens here. What did Mary do as soon as she started believing what the angel of the Lord said? As soon as she started believing, so she hears the word of the Lord. Faith comes by hearing. She agrees with it. In other words, she believes with it and says, "Yes, take my life, do something with it. Let's do this thing," she says. Now she's got faith in here. She's believing. Doesn't sit on her sofa, though. What does she do? She goes into action. The angel also told her about her cousin Elizabeth, right? Right away, she heads off to Elizabeth's house. She's got faith now in action. See, her actions are in agreement with what God was saying. There she goes, right away. And as soon as we get there, now Elizabeth, now we've got a second person in the scene here. We got Elizabeth and we got Mary, and the Holy Spirit comes upon Elizabeth. What happens when the Holy Spirit comes upon somebody? You're going to start to hear the word of the Lord. And Elizabeth now hears the word of the Lord and begins to prophesy. And what does she say? "Blessed is she who believed." She's talking about Mary. "For there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord." So Elizabeth now is receiving the same word that Mary received. Elizabeth is believing this too. She says, "This is going to happen." Now we've got two people in agreement. What happens when two people agree? "Wherever two are gathered in my name, I'm in your midst, two or more." So we've got two people agreeing on the word of God. And they are saying the same thing. Remember, one of the ways we put faith into action, I talked about this last week, is by what we say, by speaking. The words we speak should be words of faith. The things that are coming out of my mouth need to agree with what God is saying. If what I'm saying is disagreeing with God, if I'm saying, "Man, this is impossible," what have I done? I just disagreed with God's word, because God's word says all things are possible with God. So if I'm saying this is impossible and God's word saying this is all things are possible, we have a problem. I'm not speaking words of faith. It's not God that has the problem. I've got the problem because my words are not agreeing with what God planned. I've got to change my words. We've got to speak words of faith. That's one of the ways we can put things into action right away. Speak the words of faith over your life. When you speak the words of faith, they're the words of life. They're the words of the Spirit. Already, that's going to start to create the environment. And we can't be wishy-washy on it. Meaning, one day we can't speak words of faith, and the next day we now speak words of doubt and words of fear and words of anger. We've got to stay on the same page all the time. Continue to speak the words of faith all the time. All the time. Meaning, if we're believing that in our heart, it's going to be easy for us to speak that. We're going to be able to speak it all the time, very easily. So that's one of the ways we put things into action, is by speaking it. As we're seeing here, there's a lot of other ways. Call out, lower people down in through the roof. You know, there's other ways to act in faith. Whatever you're believing, start to act on it. You know, this is what's happening here. Okay, so We want to create that atmosphere for miracles to take place. We're seeing here in this story what's going on. What had to happen before Mary got a word from the Lord. She gets faith now because of that. She believes that. She has faith. She puts into action. She runs off to Elizabeth's house. Elizabeth receives the word from the Lord too. Two people agree. They're now agreeing on the same thing. The power of God now goes to work to make it all happen. It's going to happen, is what she's receiving. Can you see that? This is the same things I've been talking to you guys about. Jesus' birth didn't just happen. There was an atmosphere created for a miracle to take place. If you continue to cultivate an atmosphere for miracles in your life by letting your faith grow as you hear the words of God, believing the promises that God has been showing you in your future, and speaking the words of faith, saying, I believe that. I believe that all things are possible. I believe that I will be. I am blessed. I am blessed. I am rich. I am healed. Begin to speak those words of faith and now act in alignment with it. Act in accordance with it, because if you don't put action to it, the atmosphere cannot be created. But if you do put the action to it, now the atmosphere is there for the miracle to take place. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Say amen to that again.
Amen.
All right. So we can see now why it's important for us. We should be thinking all the time, how can I put my faith into action? You can speak things. We've talked a lot about that. But now look for how can I act on it? How can I use it? Even if you run into a hurdle, if somebody tells you to shut up, like the blind men, don't. Because don't let them steal your ability to create an atmosphere for a miracle. Because now is the time. This lady, all three of these examples I gave you at the beginning, the lady with the issue of blood, the blind men, and the paralyzed guy, they all had stuff that was stopping them from being able to put it into action. Paralyzed guy couldn't get up and run over to Jesus, even if he believed with all his heart that you know, he had to, his friends, though, they believed and now they took the action. The lady with the issue of blood, by the law of that time, was not supposed to be even out among the people. She's not even supposed to be in the village. She's supposed to be outside the village. But when faith goes to work, the power of faith can overcome all the restrictions of this world, overcome all the things that say you can't of this world. And she went out and let faith lead her into action that led to her healing. Same with the blind men. I already talked to you about them, how they're outcasts, beggars. But when faith took hold of them, again, they didn't let that stop them. They let the action of faith take place. God's been showing you dreams and miracles. God's been showing you dreams, hopes, things that He wants for the future of your life, who you can become, who you are, who He created you to be. He put incredible blessings inside of every single one of you. He put miracles inside of every single one of you. There's not an exception in this room. Every single one of you, God created you special. He created you to have an amazing life. He created you to have a life of blessing and favor all the time. And now when we begin to believe that and we put it into action, it will happen. Say amen to that.
Amen.